We have to stop the Aliyah. So if you have a choice, you only have 5 sukkim going, Savad, you don't stop the Aliyah now, continue on and go. Shmuel and Rav is only talking about here, where on the first day of the Ma'amadis, you have to only read Pashas Breishis and Yehirikiyah. Yehirikiyah is only 3 sukkim. So we have to give 2 Aliyahs to these 5 sukkim of Breishis. When you have no way out, then either you say go back, or you say divided in here. But when you don't have to only read these 5 sukkim, when you could read more sukkim, Havada nobody holds to stop or to go back. Havada the answer is to read on, and once you start a new parsha, the lach is you have to at least read 3 sukkim in that parsha. And the top Rashi says, Tisle Ravcha, Sheyochol Likrois Mi Parsha Cheres. You could read the next parsha. So the Havada continue on and start reading the next parsha. Avul Hocha, the Lestle Ravcha, Tole Moslem Mikriela Bereshit Hirikiyam. On the first day of the Ma'amadis, you only allowed to read Breshit in Hirikiyah, therefore, you have the problem either to divide an if or to go further. Right, then the Mishnah says, Parsha Gedola Koronos B'Shnayim. All these Parshas that they read, the bigger Parsha gets 2 Aliyahs, and the smaller one gets 1. Then it says, B'Shachris of a Musaf, on Shachris and Musaf, over Mincha Koron Apiyin. Then it says, by Mincha, they read the Torah B'Apiyin. Now, as the Kriya was done, we learned Maskana, it means the Kriya was done from the Sefer Torah by Shachris and by Musaf. And by Mincha, they did it up here. Now the Gemara clears it for Sofik, Yiboylihu. Hechi Kama, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Uva Shachris uva Musaf Koronaisa b'Sefer, that true Shachris and Musaf you have to read from the Sefer Torah, just uva Mincha Koronaisa up here, only by Mincha time, but my mother's. Reward Matriach them to take out a Sefer Torah, then they're just able to read about Peir, Kakurin and Shema. The same way you read Shema about Peir, you could read these Tzukim also about Peir. I do, and maybe no, maybe this is what the Mishnah means to say. Hochik Tani, B'Shachris, that's all, is Kurin Oysa B'Sefer. Only by Shachris you had a Matriach yourself to take out the Sefer Torah. Abba B'Musa, B'Uba Mincha, Kurin Oysa Peir, Mashenke by Mincha, by Musaf. And again, some of Farshim learned that all the days of the Ma'amadis, they daven Musaf. Whoever Yisrael was in the Maimid, some of Farshim learned, like the Maimid had Musaf every single day. So they used to just read the Sefer Torah by Shachris. By Musaf and by Mincha was Koron Apeh, Koron Eshma. So that's the Shiloh. Does Musaf need a Sefer Torah? Or Musaf is also like Mincha, you could do it by Peh. Toshima. Coming here, the Tanya we learned. B'Shachris of a Musaf. It says clearly, even by Musaf also used to read from the Sefer Torah. Kederach shekaron kol hashana. Over Mincha, only by Mincha, yochid kara osapir. Only by Mincha there was the heter not to be matriach the tzibur, take out the Sefer Torah, he was able to read it bapir. Omri Rab Yosi, v'chi yochid yochid likras divrei Torah apir, the tzibur. Ela means, kula nechnosim kara osapir, kara neshma. In other words, if a Yochid reads it not from a Sefer Torah, how is he be Moitzi the Tzibur? The din to be Moitzi the Rabbim is he read from a Sefer Torah, there's any enough one to be Moitzi everybody else. But when you don't read from a Sefer Torah, one can't be Moitzi everybody else. So what's the Nechnami? Everybody has to read a long Taka. That's Taka our Minigamo when we say the Aftarah. When we say the Aftarah here, most times we don't have a cloth. So you're not reading it from a cloth, from a Sefer, so then it's only reading from a Chumash, everybody has to say the Aftarah also. Because if a Yochid reads the Aftarah not from a cloth, he can't be Moitzi the Rabbin. So when they learn the Aftarah, everybody should read along the Aftarah by themselves also. It's only when you read from a Sefer Torah that one can be Moitzi the Rabbin. Alright, stop here. Yeah, hold enough chof chet. Yeah, that's the second two dots. Kol yoim sheish by halol ain by maimit. That's what the Mishnah said. Any day they used to say Hallel, so they didn't have Maimid that day by Shachris, they didn't have the special tefillah. A Maimid b'Shachris, the Mishnah said. Korban Musaf. Then the Mishnah says any day that there was a Korban Musaf, then Ein Benila. They didn't have a Maimid by Nila. Korban Eitzim, the day that they brought the Korban Eitzim, the Mishnah said Ein B'Mincha. You didn't have any Maimid by Mincha time. Tomorrow now says, Koyem Shesh Behal Ein by Maimid. Ma Hefresh Bein Zel Azir. How come a day that has Halal has one din, and a day that has Musaf has another Halacha? Rashi learns, Mefresh Bein Zel Azir, Rashi learns, Maishna the Korban Eitzim, Dochi Maimid Nila. Rashi is a little different. The Kasha is like, how come the end of the Mishnah said, a day you brought the Korban Eitzim, these 9 special days, when they had a special Indian to bring a special, they brought the wood, and they brought a Korban earlier that day also, so that day you don't have Maimit. So that halacha is only by the Nila. You only don't say Maimit b'shas the tefillah of Nila. But the other 3 tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Musab, you do say the Maimit. Or Maimit the Mincha ledochi. It's not doicha the Maimit the Mincha. Like how come? How come when you bring a Korban Eitzim by Mincha, you do say Maimid? Ma'ashenku, when you say Halol, then you don't say Maimid by Mincha. Like, why is Korban Eitzim different? So Gemara says, Halolo Divrei Torah. This is Divrei Torah. V'Halolo Divrei Sofer. So Rashi learns, Halolo Divrei Torah means Mincha. That we daven Mincha every day. It's like an Asmachta, it's a big Halacha, K'darmini Mebrochis. That Yitzchok Avinu Tikkun Tfilas Mincha. So therefore, it's a more Chomedik Tfilas Mincha. Therefore, we don't push off the Maimid by Mincha. Shenema v'yotze yitzel l'suach v'asode l'chnei serev u'din ilo medivrei soifrim. Ma'ashenke, that we daven tefillas nila by these tiny sivers here, or by this Maimodim, it's only midrabon, it's only medivrei soifrim. Therefore, this tefillah of Maimid, therefore the tefillah of nila, we push off the Maimid. So there you bring the Korban Eitzim, you only push off the Maimid by nila, and not by tefillas Mincha.
Nila was daven all the tefillahism, or...
Although Maimodis, during the days of the Maimodis, they used to daven tefillah. The people that were by the Maimid used to have tefillah nila every day. Right, the whole week they would say tefillah nila. It's according to some shittas. That's why Rashi is learning here. Teis learns a little bit different. Teis learns Mehefresh. Teis learns Kleima. Mehefresh ben Korban Musav leKorban Eitzim. The Korban Musav doicha mincha. Korban Eitzim madochi mincha. That was the kasha. Why is Musav different than Korban Eitzim? And that the Gemara says. Then the Gemara is very good. All different term means Musav. Whenever you daven musaf, it's a din midiraisa. There's some yomtiv midiraisa. Lochit kol matcha mincha. Yeah. Hashem korban eitzim is only with rabbonin, therefore we're only matcha nila and not mincha. But then the Mishnah said, zman atzei kanem vom. There's 9 different times when the people brought special matanas, they brought the wood to the mizbeach for the marochas. Tana rabbonin. Lomo hutzuchu loimar, zman atzei kanem vom. How come you had to say this is the special time, the 9 special times, when the Kanam used to bring, special mishpachis, used to bring wood to the Marocha? Omru was said like this, that Kisholo b'nei ha-goyla, when after the Golas Bofo, they went up to Yerushalayim again, by Ezra, to build the second Beis HaMikdash, loimotsu eitzim, belishcha. They didn't find eitzim, when they had the Beis HaMikdash already, they didn't have wood there to bring the kabonis and the lishcha, in the room where they store the wood, there was no wood. V'omdu eilu v'snadvu. Mishalhem. These Kahanim, these Mishpachas got up right then, and they were Manadib, they gave for presents wood from their own money. Therefore, the Nevi'im at that time made a Tanai between themselves and spoke out a condition that Shafilo Lishcha Malayetim, like even the next year, the future years. But on this day, like this anniversary, this day, even if the Lishcha is full of Eitim, Yu'elo Misnadvim Mishalhem. When it comes the next year, like Chof Elo was one day, every year Chof Elo, that Mishpach has a right to bring wood. Since the first year when they went up, there wasn't wood, and they were the ones to be out of it, it was like a Tanai, from then on, every single year, they have the right to bring wood from their own money, even though the Lishcha is full of wood. Like Shenema, the Pasuk says, we made the girl our korban hates him on the korban hates him. Hakana malviim vom lahavi lebeis lokenu lebeis avesenu leitim muzumonim shana bashana. We made it like a zman every single year. This is the year, like the anniversary, once a year. That day they have the right to bring the eitzim, to bring the wood. Levayir al mizbeach will use that wood to burn on the mizbeach. Mizbeach Hashem lokenu kakosu b'teira. Like it says there in the Pasuk Nehemiah, every single year, this Mishpacha, these Kanam have the right to bring the wood for the Mizbeach. Zweite, wie Mohem Kahanim und Leviim, für Chol Mi Shloihoye Mishpocha, they came up that time. Tana Rabbonin, Maho Yo Bnei Gunvi Oli, O Bnei Koitsoi Kitsiyas. Like, why were these Mishpochas, what was the mile of these Mishpochas? So Mar says, Omer was said like this, like, why do we give them such names? Omer was said like this, Pamachas, it once happened that Gozru HaMalchus Gzera Yisrael, the bad king made a gzera upon Klal Yisrael, Shlo Yeviyu Eitzel Lamarucham, that no Jew was allowed to bring up wood to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring wood into the Beis HaMikdash for the Marocha to burn on the Mizbeach. V'shlo yaviyo bikurim liyushlayim. They made another gzera also. You can't bring any fruits, bikurim, which is from the Zayin HaMinim, from the seven special minim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. The first one that grows, you bring bikurim. So they made a gzera not to bring bikurim. Like Rashi says, bikurim, odem nichnas atoch sadeh, a person goes into his fields, V'roya eshkol shebikur, he sees a grape that's ripe, that's starting to become ripe. Te'eno shebikur, he sees a nice fig that's ripe. Choshir ole agami, he ties a string around it. V'yoyis toys to bikurim. Like the first nice one, he ties a string to say, this thing I'm going to bring to bikurim, I'm going to bring up to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Malchus made a gzera, you can't bring your fruits up to Yerushalayim. And v'yoyishivu peruzdois ala drachim. They put like policemen on the roads, to stop them, or shame them, watch them in, to people travel, to check what they're taking up, to make sure they're not bringing wood, or they're not bringing up the Zayin Aminim, the seven special fruits, to Yerushalayim. And they made these Pruzoyef Adrochem, Kederah, Shoishiv, Yerovim, Benavot, Shiloyal, Yerushalayim, the Regal. The same way the Rosh, Yerovim, Benavot, made policemen to stop Kleistol to going early Regal, who are did now the Malchus made policemen to stop the Jews bringing up wood and Bikurim. Is Mar also Ksherim Shaboisa Dor Birachet? What did the Tzadikim Birachet do at that time? Is they play a trick like this. Heviyul Sal Bikurim. Say, Heviyul Sal Bikurim. They brought a basket taka full of Bikurim, full of nice fruits, full of the figs, full of the dates, grapes, olives. They chifum and they covered on top of the basket the kitsoyas with dried out figs. Kitsoyas, dried out figs. Not so nice. They covered it on top with dried out figs. V'notlam v'oli al kisrayim. They took them, and the oli, that's like the chopper, the knife, or the stick that you chop with, they took it with them. The oli, that's the chopper al kisrayim on the shoulders. V'chivan shegiyu etzo frizdois. When they came to the watchman, to the policeman, that's going to start checking them, what do you have here? Is omru lehem lehechen atem holchen. So the policeman asked the Jews, where are you going? They said to them, Lasoi Shnei Gula Devela. We have our dried out figs here, and we have our chopper here. We want to chop up the dried out figs to make nice two big pies a little further up. Further up the road, we have our grinder there. We want to grind up the machteshes with the grinder, with our stick here now, and with these dried out figs together, we're going to make a nice chon. We'll make a nice dried out fig, pie, a dried out pie fig we're going to make. A Gula Devela. So ubale ubaoli shakisvenu, and now we're going to bang it up with this stick we have on our shoulders right now, with this chopper. That's what we're going to use to chop up our figs. Is so the policeman said, okay, go ahead. Is kivin shavru, as soon as they passed by the policeman, kivin shavru miyam is itrum besalim. So they made the salim, the baskets, nice the way you're supposed to bring up bikurim. You're supposed to carry it up in nice baskets, make it look beautiful. The yaviim liyushalayim. And they brought up the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. That's the way these Tzadikim, the Yerichet, did. So that's why they called the names. The name was Bnei Gunvi Oli. In other words, they like stole, they were going of das, of the policemen, with an Oli, with this chopper, with the chopper stick. And who I did, the next one we call is the Bnei Kaitse Ktsiyas. It's with the Ktsiyas, with the dried out figs, that's how they show that they were just going to chop up the figs. That's why they called them these names. Tona, the Brisa says, Heinein b'nei Salmoi hanetufsi. They're also the same people, the b'nei Salmoi hanetufsi. Trashi kein meisters there also. They also did the same thing. Tana Rabbonin. Ma hein b'nei Salmoi hanetufsi. Like, what was special about this mishpocha? What was the special meister that happened like them? Like it said, it's something similar. But what was the meister with them? Omer was said like this. Again, once the king made a decree upon the Jews, they're not allowed to bring up wood to the Mizbeach, to burn on the Mizbeach. And there was no wood in the Mizbeach. And again, the Goyim, the Malchus, put out policemen, watchmen on the roads, to check people what they're carrying up. Kederach shoyshev Yerovim ben Nevat al adrochim. Same way Yerovim ben Nevat did it, shloyalu Yisrael regel. At his times, he stopped the Jews from going up to be early regel on Yom Tov. He put policemen to stop them from going up. Is ma osu yireichet shavoyis yador? What did the tzaddikim do in that door? Is heviyu gizirehim? They brought their sticks. They also sulmos, and they made ladders out of them. They made it in the form of a ladder. Vehenichem akisveim, and they brought the ladder on their shoulders. For whole chulhem, and they were traveling. As kivin shegiyu etzloi, when they came to the policeman, is amru lehem leichen atemochem. So the policeman asked them, where are you going with your ladder on your shoulder? What are you doing with the ladder? Amru lehem, the police, the tzaddikim said back to them, lohovi goizolos mishreva shlofenenu. We want to go get the birds down from a nest that's down the road. We have a bird nest down the road. We want to get down the birds, get the eggs. Over Sulmai Shalkasvenu. And you know how we're going to go up to the roof to get the birds? We're going to use this ladder we have on our shoulders. And that's where we're taking the ladder with us. And the policeman said, okay, you can go ahead. As Kivin Shavrumihen, once they freed themselves from the policeman, as Pirkum, they took off the ladder, they took the ladder apart into pieces. And they took the pieces of wood up again. They brought up the pieces of wood to Yerushalayim, to use for the Maroch on the Mizbeach. Now, v'yaleim on such people like this, v'yakiyotzebem, and like them, whoim the Pasuk says, zeicher tzaddik levrocha. When you mention a tzaddik, you're supposed to say, zeicher tzaddik levrocha, remember the tzaddik for brocha, for the good things that the tzaddik did. Ma'ashenkein v'yirovim benavot, on the Rosh Yerovim benavot, the chaberim and his friends that do such rishis, his name of the Pasuk says, V'shem Rishoyim Yirkav. The name of a Rosha should right away, don't remember it. In other words, really, you're not supposed to give a name. The name of a Rosha, you're not supposed to give to somebody else. The Pasuk says, V'shem Rishoyim Yirkav, you should make that name right away, don't use it over again. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, the Esrim boy on the 20th day of Av is B'nei Pochos Moye Ben Yuda. That was their Mishpocha, their turns to bring up the Marocha, the wood to the Marocha. Is Tona. The Brisa says, B'nei Pochos Moye Ben Yuda, you know who that is, Hein Hein B'nei David. This was the children of David HaMelech, Ben Yehuda. Divri Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yaimino, Hein Hein B'nei Yoyev Ben Tzruya. They were the children of Yoyev Ben Tzruya. Rashi says, "Heinein b'nei David ben Yehuda, David Melech Yisrael, v'yachid korolei pachas mayav shebo mirusam aviyah." That David came from Rus. That's why the mishpacha was called pachas mayav. And the other man Yom says, "No, they were the children of Yoyev ben Tzruya." Rashi says, "Also shebo mirusam aviyah, ki Tzruya aim Yoyev, achais David hoisa." So machleik is exactly who these people b'nei pachas mayav ben Yehuda was. By the Biestrim Belo, then the 20th day of Elul, Pnei Odin Ben Yehuda. This Mishpacha, they had the right to bring up the wood to the Maroch on the Mizbeach. Is Tana Rabbonin, Pnei Odin Ben Yehuda. Who are these people, Pnei Odin Ben Yehuda? Hein Hein Pnei David Ben Yehuda. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That these were the children of David HaMelech. And Rabbi Yehsi Yehimin, no, Hein Hein Pnei Yoyev Ben Tzruya. These were the children of Yoyev Ben Tzruya. Vaita b'yechad b'tevis, on the first day of Tevis, which is Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is in the middle of Chanukah, sheboy b'nei parashaniya. In other words, this mishpacha did it the second time. So Gemara says now, mani mastisin, who does our Mishnah go like? Lo Rabbi Meir, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yosi. Because according to these man, the Yomrim, these mishpachas did it also a second time, the Mishnah should have said a second time. Because I Reb Meir, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, listni sheboy b'nei David ben Yehuda, it should have said shniya that this mishpacha b'nei David ben Yehuda did it a second time, like Rashi explains. Toho kama Reb Meir pachas moyev haino David. So it says once in the Mishnah already pachas moyev. So when it says now b'nei David, it should have said that they did it a second time. Vayit I Reb Yehuda, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, listni sheboy b'nei David ben Yehuda shniya. Also was considered a second time, because the Mishnah said it already once. The Rashi says, Reb Yehuda's shita was that B'nai Odin, Haino David, over Mastisa Katani Behedje, B'nai David, Vada Katani, B'nai Pachas Mayiv. So that's Odin. So of course the second time also. And he, Reb Yehuda, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda's shita, listening, let the Mishnah say, Sheboy B'nai Yoyev Ben Tzruya Shaniya. He came the second time. The Rashi says, L'Reb Yehuda, Diyama,
that Pachas Moya Viodin, Hainu Yoyev Sheboy, then Shneir Miboyle, he also came a second time. Sakama Mishnoni says Porish the second time, through other Mishpachas that came a second time. So the Gemara says, Li Olam Rabbi Yossi, Ataya Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Of a betray Tanoya, Libe the Rabbi Yossi, there's a Machlekes Tanoyim, exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. And like Rashi says that the man Diyama b'nei Odin ben Yehuda, Hainu b'nei Yoyev said it's the same people. Loi Sovulo, that man Diyama does not hold the b'nei Pechas Moyev Hainu Yoyev. He is not Yoyev. Olochu leketoni sheboy b'nei Yoyev Shniya. It doesn't say it happened a second time because they are not the same as Shpocha. For Loi Sivrule, this time also does not hold Nami to Einayim b'nei David. They're not the b'nei David. The imkain sheboy b'nei David shniyim iboyle. It should have said that b'nei David came a second time. Let me see. Ella mishpecha sacheres saying this town holds in a chlam the two separate mishpachas, so they never came twice. Each one only came once. Oman diyama b'nei pechas moyev haino b'nei yoyev loisirul yosef b'nei odin haino yoyev ella mishpecha sacheres saying. So the kitz al mishnah goes that there are different mishpachas, and therefore it doesn't say they did it two times.
Let me see. It should have said. Ella mishpacha sacher sein. This sheet in Rabbi Yossi holds is tak another mishpacha. Oman diyamado b'nei pechas moyev. Haino b'nei yoyev. And the one that says that b'nei pechas moyev means b'nei yoyev. Lesvila b'nei odin haino yoyev. Ella mishpacha sacher sein. Therefore, when it says it came back a second time, it doesn't say b'nei dover, it doesn't say b'nei yoyev, but rather it says a new mishpacha. It says shabai b'nei parash shaniya. Kids says two matu shittes in Rabbi Yossi. Exactly who these mishpachas were. Right, then the Mishnah says, Be'echot b'teves loyho yamaymet. On Rosh Chodesh Teves, that was the middle of Chanukah, he didn't have a maymet then. That day, they didn't have a special tefillah, they didn't daven special to Hashem. Because of Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, it was pushed off the tefillah of maymet to daven special tefillah to Hashem, to be mekabel the kavonis for tshuva. Omar le makshisha b'reid Rav Chisda. So Makshisha said to Rav Chisda, Momla Makshisha braid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, said to Rav Ashi, Maishinu Halal. How come Halal, the Mishnah says,